I'm just like, I'm not good at texting at all. And I used to spend so much time apologizing for that. I used to spend so much time like almost crying about how guilty I felt that like I couldn't connect with people as fast as they needed or as much as they anticipated. But I've stopped apologizing for that, and not like in a way of being like, get what you get, not like that. But I just have to like be okay with what I can and cannot offer. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast, produced by me, Jamie Grace of 91. From Team Single to Wait It Out, this podcast has had many names, but the heart remains. I rant and give my thoughts and advice on pop culture, wellness, dating, and relationships with sarcasm and sincerity. I hope you like it, maybe even love it, and consider subscribing and sharing if you do. What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace, and welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. And just like the title of this podcast episode says, I am the worst texter you'll ever meet. Now, maybe that is a little bit of an extreme, but I'm not great at texting. I'm not great at digital communication in general for a host of reasons. But most people that know me, with the exception of like those in my very, very, very close circle, like my husband and my sister, like they would literally say that I am like one of the worst texters in the world, if not the worst texter in their phone. And I've kind of always been that way. But I remember like the early days of like texting and messaging and stuff like that. There was this thing most 90s kids and some 2000s kids might know what this is as well. But we had AIM, so like AOL Instant Messenger. And it was literally the entire premise of it was instantaneous, right? The entire premise was like, when you message me, you will get a message right away. And I mean, without like spending forever just sitting here and reminiscing on AIM, like, or AIM, whichever one you called it, without just sitting here and talking about it for hours, that was fun for a while. And it got kind of stressful. Like, it got to a point where, like, if someone messaged you, because, you know, you're like middle and high school girls, so like, what are you talking about besides like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Okay, bye. Like, you're not really talking about much. So like, if someone's like, oh, do you like that guy? Do you think he's cute? Then you're sitting there with the anxiousness of like, oh my gosh, like if I don't respond, they're gonna think some type of way. Or like, if you're in like a group message with your friends or like your friend's friends, and you feel like you have to respond all fast. Like, the instantaneousness of it was really fun in the beginning, and then it just became, I don't know, it started making me feel stressed out. And then email became prominent in texting, and then you would like see your friends on a daily basis or a weekly basis, whether, you know, school friends, church friends, homeschool group friends, whatever, youth group friends, however you knew these people, you'd see them weekly, daily, whatever. And then there's like emails in between. So it's like, oh, did you see my thing? Did you see what I posted on MySpace? Did you see my bulletin? Did you see my Zynga post? And there was so much about that that was fun. But just as it grew and grew and grew, it became, at least for me, stressful. I liked the idea that if being like instantaneous was something that I wanted to do or something that I was capable of or something that was immediately captivating to where I wanted to respond right away, I liked that. But the pressure of like having to respond to something right away, having to have a reaction, having to have an emotion, that became really stressful for me. Like, imagine, I mean, even like with this podcast, like some of you guys, you may have gotten the notification for this podcast and then right away you're like, oh, I want to listen. But some people might save it or screenshot it, put it on a playlist, however you roll, and listen in a few days or a few weeks or even a few months. I mean, I have some shows that I save to listen to or like things I'll put on Netflix to save. And like, I don't get to listen to it or watch it right away. Sometimes it'll be literal months before I actually get to dig into something that seems interesting or exciting because I'm just not ready for it yet. And I think when it comes to texting and digital communication, when we're expecting an immediate response, we're expecting an emotion out of someone, or, you know, like, unless you want them to be emotionless, which I don't think most of us do, but we're expecting something out of them that I just don't really feel like is fair. I think it's super healthy in relationships and in friendships when you're talking with someone and you know, say you deliver like big news to them, like, hey, this happened in the past, or hey, I'm moving away, or I lost my job, or someone said this about you, like whatever it is, like good stuff, bad, or like, hey, I got a new job, or, you know, if it's great stuff, sad stuff, whatever. I feel like you have to allow them time to process. You know, I remember with my friend Kristen, I remember when I told her that I was pregnant. And Kristen's like one of my best friends. If you follow me on Insta, you've definitely seen me post about her. And it's kind of a long way, dramatic way to tell how I, like, just to let you guys know how close we actually are. But if this helps at all, just, like, think of, like, so, you know, I'm married, and if you know the story of how I met my husband, then you've heard me talk about my friend Kristen that was with me the whole time. So the three of us are all friends. And so we were in Atlanta for a little bit, and Kristen, I was singing at a church, and I had to be at the airport like an hour after the service ended. And so Kristen picked Aaron and I up from the church and drove us to the airport. And so we stopped by Chipotle on the way. They're not paying me for this, but there we go. I'm just kidding. They make really good food. So we stopped there on the way, and we're sitting in the car, and we just kind of like built up this awkward anticipation. And, you know, we just wanted to make it special to be able to tell her. And I told her, I was like, Chris, I'm pregnant. Or I was like, guess who's pregnant? I don't remember exactly how I told her, but what I'm getting at is that once I told her, she freaked out in the best way. She was so excited. She's still very happy. She and Bella are buddies. But there was like this, you know, kind of moment of like silence. She was like shocked, and then she screamed, and then she hit me. Then she like said a bunch of funny stuff. Like all three of us were yelling and laughing, and then she was crying. And then I told her my sister was also pregnant, which all my friends have this like admiration for my big sister, which makes me so happy because she's amazing. And so what I'm getting at is like, if I'm just imagining what it would have been like if in that moment I've been like, Kristen, like, what do you think? Respond. Like, how are you feeling? Like, how often are you going to come visit? How much do you want to be involved? Like, do you want to be called aunt? Like, all this stuff. Like, if I had just been like, tell me now. Like, that's just like expecting, and that's a positive experience, but that's expecting her to process things as I need them to and as I want them to, even though those would have been really cool things to know right away. And I just don't think that we should expect that from people. Now, granted, there are times when we do text people like with a time constraint, and we let them know what the expectation is, even if there's not a time constraint. And I love those. Like, a couple weeks ago, a girl from back home, her name's Jessica, she texted me and she was like, hey, I'm working on a project and trying to figure this out. Can you let me know? And I think I was pretty good in responding. Like, it was like 2 or 3 days maybe that I responded with like a long list of like, you should go here, you should do that, because she let me know like exactly what she needed, what was going on, and I was able to respond. But like, it's sometimes it's just hard. Like, if someone like sends me a text and they're just like, hey, I've been thinking about you, how you're doing, like, that's so. And I feel really bad if people have sent me that and they're listening to this. Like, please don't feel bad. But that's hard for me because I'm like, the emotional and just like expectation. Like, do you want me to like actually tell you the hard stuff that's been going on? Or like, were you thinking about me because like I make people smile? So like, did you want me to make you smile? Like, what's the expectation? Like, what are you asking of me? And I also get that I'm a chronic overthinker. And like, I just read Jesus Over Everything by Lisa Whittle. It's a great book. You should read it if you want to like hear my thoughts on it. We actually did it in my book club for the month of August. So Jamie Grace's book club, it's an Instagram page, and you can go and see what books, you know, we're vibing with and stuff. So like, yeah, I totally understand that I'm a chronic overthinker, but I also understand that like, bro, it's just, it's hard to not know what someone's expectations are because of a text or a DM or any other kind of digital communication. You're not hearing their voice, you're not seeing their face, and then all of a sudden you're expected to respond in an appropriate time based off of what they want and what they need, but no one has given you what, no, they've not told you what they want or what they need. So then if you don't meet that expectation of like, oh, responding within 2 hours, responding within 4 days, responding within 2 weeks, then they're all of a sudden like, oh, well, you're a terrible texter. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm not a terrible texter. Like, maybe that's just how I am. Like, maybe I just didn't know what you wanted. Like, maybe I just didn't know what to say back, so I just didn't respond. I'm like, I feel like that's okay. Like, isn't that okay? So I've really started to try to process lately, like, what what does normal mean? And I, you know, I've been working on this EP, this project called Normal, and a book called Finding Quiet. And so these have been conversations that I've been having with myself for years, with my therapist, with my family. And then lately, just, you know, really journaling them and writing them and just really thinking them out. And this has been one of the things that constantly comes up is the whole, like, Jamie's a bad texter. It's, you know, it's like a conversation. I remember once somebody posted on their Instagram story, like, my response to their text. I think I was like a month or two late, and they were like, hey, you know, this is how Jamie Grace responds. And I'm going to be honest, I was really humiliated because, like, I don't know, like, I felt like I was being, like, I don't want to use the word shamed because people are shamed for, like, way more intense stuff. And so I'm not trying to, like, compare complexities. But I did feel shamed because I did not meet their expectation of time and emotional service. And, yeah, I just always wonder, like, I'm like, when people, like, text without stating their expectations, right? When they just send a text and they have not really clarified, like, what it is they need or what it is they want to talk about. They're just, like, sending a text. And then they get upset or frustrated because you don't respond fast enough. I always wonder, like, what do they think the other person is doing? Like, because I think people think I'm just sitting with my phone looking at it, being like, I don't want to talk. That's like 98% of the time wrong. Like, most of the time I'm, like, hanging out with my husband, hanging out with my kid, doing laundry. Like, I washed laundry on Sunday. I was supposed to fold on Monday. My parents weren't able to look after the baby on Monday. They had something come up with work. So I had the baby all day Monday. And then Tuesday, she's home. And then Wednesday, this is just funny to me because I just want you to know how long it takes me to do laundry. Wednesday, I would have done laundry, but I'm not really sure what happened. And then Thursday, my husband had the day off. So all three of us, me, my husband, and the baby, we were like, we're just going to hang out and, like, watch movies and, like, hang, like, just be a family today because our work schedules are so crazy. And then Friday, you know, is like, okay, fine, I guess I got to do laundry today. And that's today. And I got to pick up the baby in an hour. Do we think the laundry is going to get done in an hour? And then I wash again on Sundays. So in 48 hours, I'm going to wash, or less than 48 hours, I'm going to start washing again. So why wouldn't I just wait till this coming Monday to fold? So it's like, when people text me, like, 2 weeks later and they're like, you haven't texted me back. I'm like, yeah, also none of my socks have been made it since July. but forgive me for not responding to your text. I say forgive me, but I actually have stopped. I've tried to stop apologizing for that. If anything, I try to just let people know up front, hey, I'm not great at digital communication. And even that language has changed into me saying, I don't spend a lot of time with digital communication. Because if my husband texts me, I'm going to respond within 90 seconds. If my sister texts me, I'm going to respond within 43 seconds. My mom just called and I just silenced it because I'm recording. I'm going to call her the second I get off of this. So it's not that I'm not great at it. In any context, because there are relationships that are different in my life. There are things that are different in my life and times where I will text back really fast. There's times where people will text me, like, when I'm just chilling at the airport with nothing to do and I just happen to be 2 weeks ahead on my podcast and I am just, Bella is asleep in Aaron's lap and he is, you know, taking all the food out of the bag that he just went and picked up. And I happen to have 10 minutes of free time and I'm so happy to be able to, like, text people back and actually get to stuff. That happens like 3 times a year, but it does happen. So it's not that people that text me or email or whatever, it's not that I'm saying, like, ew, I can't talk to y'all. It's just that I'm tired of the concept of, like, if I don't hit someone back right away, then that is now a representation of my character or my appreciation of the, like, my character in general, or that my appreciation of that person or my level of respect for that person. It's simply not true. It's simply that I'm a crazy busy human, like most other humans are crazy busy. And even if I wasn't crazy busy, like, even if I was, like, a millionaire and I just, like, you know, didn't have to work, My husband didn't have to work, you know what I mean? Like, even if every day of my life was just spent watching Netflix just for fun, I feel like that should be okay well, that actually sounds like really lazy, but I mean that in the context of like, if I didn't text someone back because I was watching a show on Netflix that I wanted to watch, I feel like that's okay. And I think as humans, we got to get okay with that. We got to be okay with the fact that if we text someone and they don't respond, but then we see them on their Insta story, we got to be okay with the fact that maybe they just want to be on their Insta story at that moment, and that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong about that. They're not a bad, it doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make us a bad person. It doesn't mean that we're annoying. It doesn't mean that they're avoiding. And maybe they are avoiding, but maybe they're not avoiding because of you. Maybe they're just really constipated and they only like to text back when they're pooping. So they're trying to like wait for a moment when they're sitting on the toilet. I don't know. I do know, actually, I've had moments like that. But yeah, you know, I'm a human. But yeah, I just want to talk about that today because, like I said, I read the book Jesus Story of Everything by Lisa Whittle, and she talks about over-explaining and over-apologizing. And I was so convicted in the best way. I've spent so much of my life apologizing for things that I wasn't actually sorry for. And I talked about this a little bit last week in the episode about like being normal. I've spent so much of my time saying like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at texting. When I really wanted to say, hey, you know, I'm glad to be able to text you back right now. Cause like, bro, like just cause like maybe I'm not sorry that it's taken me a long time, but it doesn't mean that I dislike you as a person. It just means that I had other stuff going on. There's nothing against you, boo. I'm just a grown up. It is what it is. I would love to know your thoughts on this. You can hit me up at JamieGraceH on Instagram. Or if you've seen the gradual rollout of releasing the info that I have a production company now, you can hit me up at 91, the word 90, the number one. It's the producer of this podcast and more to come. So make sure you stay tuned. Actually, it's the 91 Co. Yeah, we're just going to clarify that. The 91 Co. Word 90, number one. And yeah, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this. I would love to hear what you guys think. Are you great at texting? Are you bad at texting? Or maybe, are you good at knowing the priorities in your life? But people, well, maybe the frustrating thing is that there are times where we excel in knowing and following through with our priorities. And it hurts when people misunderstand what that means and take it personally instead. Am I right? Let me know on the socials. Okay, bye.
Wait, don't leave.
Hey friends, Jamie Grace. So I wanted to start, who else would it be? I wanted to start a new segment on the show called Song of the Week. I want you guys to like kind of know what I'm listening to, what music I'm vibing with. And so this week, I say Song of the Week, but I've been listening to the songs like literally since it dropped, like every day. It's called My Sanity. It's featuring Messenger and it's by Three. T-F. I'm looking at the letters and I said the wrong letters. THRIII 3. You can also find a music video on YouTube. You can find a song on Spotify. You have to support. These girls are amazing. You might remember China Ann McClain, also her sisters Lauren and Sierra. They are, and they've done some stuff with Disney. They've done stuff with Tyler Perry, Daddy's Little Girls. China Ann was in a show called Ant Farm. Sierra's right now on 911, the Texas one, I think it is. They're sisters and they're so talented in general, but this song is so good. It is like, in my mind, it's like, oh, this is like what I needed when it comes to like mental health and quarantine and family and sisterhood. Like, this is literally what I needed right now. It's so great. So I hope you guys will check out the song My Sanity. If you like it, hit me up on Insta at Jamie Grace H or Twitter. Tag me if you're listening to it and checking it out because I would love to know if it worked. And also, please send me songs that are good. Send me songs that you're vibing to. I like knowing new music. I like knowing good stuff. And also old music, like old music that I may have missed over the years. I just like music a lot. So I wanted to try to do this thing called Song of the Week. Let me know if you guys liked the segment. If you didn't, well, you know, I'm not the one that made the choice to stick around. You know, that was your decision. You did that to yourself. So God bless you. Go be well. Goodbye. Okay,